It has been a while since I have caught up with my very special next guest. He is in studio. His name is Murray Jones. You know him as the host of 4CR Breakfast Shows Monday to Friday. Murray, you and I always like to banter about federal politics.
Sure.
I'm sure we're going to do that more and more over coming weeks and months as this election hype continues to build. I've got to say, it's a bit of a horror stretch for the Morrison government. There's no other way to put it. It feels like day after day, it's just a pile on at the moment. It feels very entrenched, is the word I would like to use. Very entrenched, the problems that the Morrison government seems to have. Of course, some of the latest in the last week or so, these text messages, there's just been an absolute furor, media hype, more than anything from my point of view, media hype about these leaked text messages. There are a couple of them now. Your take, Murray, on, give listeners a quick recap on what those text leaks were and your take on, are they really that damaging for Morrison?
Well, you know, put it into perspective, I'd love to read some of the texts that John McKenzie writes about me from time to time.
And me as well.
Psycho, control freak, won't leave me alone, all that type of thing. And look, you know, that's the reality. Those things happen. But I guess at the end of the day, it's just becoming of such a level that it's really tough for the government. But look, you know, one of the main things that we're keen to talk about is that, you know, if it was between, you know, the first one came up about a horrible person, a psycho, a fraud, all those type of things. Berejiklian, New South Wales former premier and a senior minister of the Crown, so part of ScoMo's government. So you would wonder, neither of those two would be keen to get it out. So how did it get out there?
That's exactly right. Do these things, it's text messages between two people, as you said, probably wouldn't want those text messages revealed publicly. Not at all.
Yeah.
So how the hell does it find its way into the hands of the media?
Well, look, you know, I think it's reflecting some of the reasons why Gladys Berejiklian actually vacated her seat when she resigned from Premier. And I was thought, why is she doing that? I think she knows that there's some deeper issues for her in the long term. And obviously the ICAC is going through everything. So I'm suggesting that maybe somebody who's been through ICAC has checked out these and go, oh, these are explosive, and they've
these
gone sideways.
These are a bit juicy.
Whether that's legal and whether that's proper, I guess will be left to the gods, but the fact is that it was out there, and it has been very, very damaging. You know, I would never underestimate ScoMo. He's an incredible man when it comes to basically, I guess, reinventing himself in so many ways and saying the right thing at the right time, but I tell you what, he's got a hell of a lot of work to do in a very short time.
Well, I think he's got a 60 Minutes interview coming up, which, you know, commentators are saying he's obviously in the death throes. When you have to resort to an interview on 60 Minutes, things are really bad. Things are looking really bad. But there's a moment there. I think Carl Stefanovic does the interview, and Stefanovic says, well, last election, ScoMo, you called it a miracle to pull the election out of the hat. This time you're going to need the second coming. Mm. So he certainly is up against it. I don't know whether you saw it, Murray, but I did watch, there was I think Channel 10 journalist Peter Van Onselen, where he effectively, you know, ambushed ScoMo at that National Press Club address there. Yeah. And he literally read this text message exchange live, and you could just see the colour draining from ScoMo's face. It was absolutely on the spot. It was excruciating to watch, where, you know, this journo is literally, you know, reading, I've got this text message here, Prime Minister, says you're a psycho, you're a liar. And the whole room is just, you know, you could sort of feel some butt cheeks clench as that was being read live. Quite an extraordinary moment.
Well, maybe you could do the same to me. Go and get John McKenzie's phone and let's bear all. And I can be ScoMo and find out what he's been writing about me, I reckon.
Let's bear it all. The other thing too, I guess this all ties into these, you know, scandals and these text messages amongst everything else, is the bookies, the online bookies now, wow, it's really not looking good for the coalition. They have now drifted out to $3. Labor now is at about $1.35 favourite to win that election. So that's quite a shift.
And look, you know, you probably heard the commentary during the week. Somebody, I can't remember exactly who it was, said to Albanese that Mark McGowan in Western Australia is better known than you. But look, you know, it is a situation where I know he's not, you know, sitting on his hands doing nothing. But unfortunately, with what's happening with the government time and time again, as that's happened over the last couple of weeks, he doesn't have have to do a lot because, unfortunately, the coalition are just shooting themselves in the foot because of all this stuff that's floating to the surface. You know what I'm talking about? The SHIT.
Exactly. Well, there you go. $1.37. In fact, Labor are paying, according to Sportsbet, anyway, which is, you know, coalition out to $3. That's those odds are lengthening. That's that is a very worrying sign for the coalition. Murray Jones, catch him on Breakfast Monday to Friday on 4CA. Thanks, mate.
Have a great weekend. Cheers.